Hello again there, everybody. There's no legend in Britain which tells a story of a Scottish king called Robert the Bruce. Sitting in a small hut or cave, the legend changes. But at any rate, he was on the run from the English and hiding in the cave. And he sat watching a spider. The Bruce was tired of losing, tired of being on the run. And as he watched the spider, he noticed that the spider was struggling as well. The spider was trying to attach one cord of its web to a more distant section of the cave roof, but couldn't reach, so it swung back and forth, building up momentum, until it eventually managed to attach the web, and so had a good foundation to build on. The Bruce took from this a moral lesson in will and determination. Never give up. As Bruce sat in the cave watching the spider, the French had recently finished construction on Notre Dame Cathedral, which took them 100 years. Like the spider, they never gave up either. But what energized them? Where did the will and determination come from? In an era before cranes, modern construction equipment and electronic devices, the scale of Notre Dame beggars belief. So why did they do it? In Spenglerian terms, medieval Europe was springtime for European civilization, like a seed which had been planted, watered and fertilized. All of the component parts needed were in place for a new life, a new civilization to burst through and, well, be. Canterbury Cathedral, Notre Dame, Cologne and Chartres Cathedral were all completed within 100 years of each other, around, give or take, 100 years ago from now. So what we see is that at this particular era in European time, Christian civilization was beginning to express itself. We were knowing who we were within this paradigm, which was primarily spiritual. We had entered the cultural era. In this time of intense activity, we see the groundwork being laid for what would eventually become the greatest civilization in human history. It's like the plant bursting through the soil. There's no self-doubt here, there's no relativism, there's no confusion. This is a manifestation of European spiritualism in the real material world. What's being forged is the moral, artistic and metaphysical architecture that will inform what it means to be a European as we've understood it through history, or what some, mainly German, philosophers would call Faustian civilization. But the tragedy of Faust was that he sold his soul for material greatness. And we see European man selling his soul for material greatness through the Enlightenment. The civilization changes. What was once small but deep and spiritual through science and materialism becomes wide, expansive but shallow. Western civilization has become so wide and shallow that we see it breaking apart and disintegrating before our very eyes, like a sheet of ice on a lake. But there's cruel irony here. Scientific brilliance has allowed Europeans to maintain and protect buildings and art from earlier, more dynamic period. So our people have an illusion of permanence. But the problem with that is we're long past the spring and we're heading deep into winter. The plant has bloomed and now all that remains is decay, parasites and rot. I saw Richard Spencer remark on Twitter that Notre Dame had burned, but the monuments to modernism and neoliberalism still survive. But just take a moment to consider one of the most prominent of these monuments that in France, which unfortunately has survived. Notice the entire purpose of the structure is to tell the world that it has absolutely nothing at its core, just a void, just emptiness, a nullity. At the centre of a cathedral lies the eternal and spiritual manifesting in the material world. But when you sell your soul to materialism and science, what you get back in return is a void, just like Faust. What we refer to now in modern times as culture is a mixture of modernist garbage and what remains from our own cultural phase of civilization. the illusion of permanence is that while something like Notre Dame still exists, nothing too fundamental can change. These buildings act as security blankets, keeping a nervous child warm. And when one iconic touchstone of European identity goes up in flames, there's the horror and realization that absolutely everything has changed. You look around and there's nothing there but globalism and the third world and atheism and materialism. And I have no doubt the French authorities will repair Notre Dame, build a new spire, use the most sophisticated technology to rebuild it. But all that means is that globalism's masked man can wander around an artifact munching Big Macs for another few centuries. What I want to see is the European spirit reforged, the seed planted again. I'll see you later, folks.